and it comes down to your stadium experience. And it's, I mean, it's below, you know, middle of the pack college stadium experiences to me. And that's a problem. I mean, it's just, it's not a fun place to go watch a game, you know, and you've got, there isn't a level of intimacy there. There's too many obstructive view seats. It's just weird being in the place. And that's a big problem for them. And that's something that you really can't get around. So the I think those are the two most important factors. How good is your team and how good is your stadium experience? And they're severely lacking in both.
Jerry Brewer of the Post, well said. I love what he said. It's just weird being in the place.
Yeah.
It's true. The Redskins might actually have the worst home field advantage in the NFL, according to the DC Sports Blog. That's the headline. Scott Allen wrote the piece. Was going to get him on today. He's actually on travel, but wanted to get Jerry on to discuss that, among other things. And we'll throw to another cut from Jerry Brewer on their lack of home field advantage in a second. But this story really delved deeper into something that was brought up on ESPN.com. Bill Barnwell wrote a piece. Check this out. It was really well done. He used methodology based on point differential at home versus the road dating back before 2000. So reading from the blog, using this methodology, looking at how teams have performed at their current stadiums going back as far as, matter of fact, 1990 is what he went back to. Barnwell found Seattle, not surprisingly, best NFL home field advantage, 4.6 score on his scale. CenturyLink Field opened in 2002. The Ravens, 4.4 at M&T Bank Stadium since 98. The Jets, 3.7 MetLife Stadium. The Ravens have been great at times and bad at others. The
sure.
Jets have not been particularly good during that time.
And this is what I wanted to get to the most, Grant, as you're setting this up. I don't want someone just to simply say, well, the Redskins haven't been that good, and then think that explains it away. There are plenty of teams that aren't very good and haven't been very good that are in the top 10. Bills, giant playoff drought. Detroit Lions, that includes an 0-16 season in these data points. There have been plenty of teams that have been terrible. Jacksonville has been awful. They have they're 12th in the league in terms of home field advantage.
Redskins observed a home field advantage of 1.2 at FedEx since 97, dead last. Now, he also looked from just 2007 on more recently, irrespective of whether a team had moved stadiums during that span or not. And by that measure, the Redskins' home field advantage was 0.7, which was worse than if you date back to the beginning of FedEx Field, and was percentage points ahead of the Dolphins. As Scott Allen points out in his story, you only have to go back a couple years to find when Dolphins, coincidentally, owner Stephen Ross remarked, quote, you felt it was almost a home game, end quote, after their week one win over the Redskins at FedEx Field when tens of thousands of Dolphins fans, which made no sense, were at FedEx. And that was in a season opening game when you've been waiting months to see the Redskins in a season, by the way, where they would go on to make the playoffs. The top home field advantage over the past decade to 07, Seahawks, Packers, Ravens. And again, there have been plenty of down seasons for Baltimore during that time. So we could go more into the numbers if you want to. We can crunch a bunch of reasons. The question we've got for you is, first, do you agree that the Redskins have a bad home field advantage? Second, what is to blame for their lack of a home field advantage? And that might actually be the better question. But Danny, I think it is impossible to argue that FedEx Field does not provide really any advantage to the Redskins. There are so many visiting fans there. Part of that is the Redskins' fault. A lot of that is our fault as Redskins fans. The main reason is that, A, the stadium is too big. Now, they've kind of fixed that as much as they can. The second biggest reason is they haven't won enough, although there are a lot of fan bases where you don't win and you still don't have all those fans. And the thing that you can never really answer to and can fix is the transient town.
Mm-hmm.
In Detroit, there aren't people from all over the place, so you're going to have all Lions fans there. In Washington, that just doesn't happen. But it does take away from home field advantage. And Danny, I've always said this, and I completely agree with this story. When the Redskins are at home, it is not as big an advantage as when probably 28 or 30 of the other teams in the league are at home.
And before it was anecdotal, this is as good, and this is foolproof, absolutely not, but this is as good an attempt as any to use data points to indicate, hey, wait a minute, we have a trend here. By the way, other teams in the NFC East, 31st, Cowboys, 30th, Eagles. That stands to reason. The Eagles have been really, really good. Now, I know they've been down a little bit of late, but think about those four straight NFC title games,
yeah,
a bunch of division titles in a row over the course of this history.
So the Eagles actually shock me being that low. They're 30th out of 32?
They're 30th out of 32 in one of the metrics.
I don't have a good reason for that. The Cowboys I can explain away pretty easily. not only is that a fairly transient, like you got like three towns all in one right there,
mm-hmm.
but it's also a stadium that's way too big. There's 100,000+ seats.
Right.
Demand just says if you want a ticket to a Cowboys game and they're playing the Chargers and you're a Chargers fan a couple hours away, you can get one. That's why when they rebuild a new stadium, that stadium should be 67,000 mm-hmm. seats. This crazy, let's have 100,000 people sitting there. Okay, well, you're going to have 30,000 fans that aren't yours.
Yeah,
you
a bunch
want
of
that.
Tourists hanging out or whatever. So, I mean, then there are also teams, for example, the Patriots are 26th. Here's how I explain that. They're excellent all the time. No matter what they do, they're great. No matter when they show up, Sundays, Tuesdays, Thursdays, whatever, they're awesome everywhere, right? So sometimes you could explain it other times.
Meaning that the difference of them playing at home and playing on the road is not that stark. Because he was looking for teams that are better at home than on the road. And you're saying the Patriots are going to be great on the road too, so they're not going to have a, quote, distinct uptick when they get home.
Right. They're great everywhere. So, but anyway, just getting into the specifics of it. I hate the dismissal of one reason. Or just the saying, it's just one thing. Hey, the Redskins have been good, or it's a transient town. There are plenty of transient cities that, like San Francisco, for example, where they have a great home field advantage. San Francisco has people from all over the world, and yet somehow. The New York Jets, as transient a city as there is on this planet, 9 million people, a fraction of them are from the area where they play their home games, and yet they've got an advantage. The point is, there is something so rotten and so awful about FedEx Field and the experience. And I think people are now kind of waking up to that fact. It's become known throughout the world.
Jerry Brewer used to cover the Seahawks, came from Seattle when he was just on with us. His perspective, I think, on this is neat. Asked him for a juxtaposition, and here's what he said about what he experienced in Seattle compared to here in Washington.
Well, I mean, it's unbelievable how different it is. I mean, just in Seattle, people's hair is on fire from the Monday before the game. And they've done just a great job of building a real authentic connection with the fan base. You know, they've got their own nickname, which they stole from Texas A&M, the 12th man. And they've shrunk that, and they just call themselves the 12s now. And I think from the top down, from the front office all through the players, they do a great job of creating this attitude that, we're in this together. You guys are going to help us win this game. And their game presentation is pretty amazing, from how they fly the hawk into the stadium to how they have someone raise the 12th man flag. It's just all these little things that are subtly reinforcing the fact that this is just this great community. And not to say that the Skins don't do a good job marketing the team. They do. But it's different. It's different when you have success. It's different when you have a stadium that, even though it's 67,000, 68,000, has a more intimacy to it. And it's different when you've had a team that hasn't left people polarized for 20 years. And that's the ultimate thing. I mean, if you could take the success the Seahawks have had, not just the past 10 years, but just going back to 1997, and gave it to the Skins. Their fan experience in games would be a lot better. It wouldn't be to the level of CenturyLink Field in Seattle, but it would be a lot better.
Jerry Brewer on Grant and Danny. Your reaction to that, your reaction to us agreeing that the Redskins' home field advantage is not good. 800-636-1067. Is that fair, first of all, and why is that? Couple lines open. Your calls are next on The Fan.